Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nyingnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Clinical Handbook of Couple Therapy, edited by J.L. LeBeau and Douglas K. Snyder, is a major professional reference in the mental health field that surveys contemporary approaches to couple therapy and connects them to clinical decision-making. Positioned as a handbook rather than a single model manual, it brings together chapters by prominent contributors to describe leading evidence-informed modalities, clarify when and how they are used, and illustrate clinical application through practice-oriented examples. The sixth edition is widely described as substantially updated, reflecting newer developments in couple therapy and the broader practice landscape, including telehealth and increased attention to sociocultural context across models. The volume emphasizes reducing couple distress, improving relationship satisfaction, and addressing specific presenting problems that often show up in couple work, such as communication breakdown, betrayal, aggression, sexual concerns, and the interface between relationship functioning and individual mental health. Its overall purpose is to help clinicians and trainees build a broad current repertoire for assessment, treatment planning, and intervention with diverse couples. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, assessment and case formulation for couple therapy. A central through line in the handbook is that effective couple therapy begins with careful assessment and a clear formulation of the relational system, rather than assuming that presenting complaints are purely about communication skill deficits. The book frames assessment as a structured process that clarifies the patterns maintaining distress, the partner's individual histories and vulnerabilities, and the relationship context in which symptoms occur. This includes understanding interaction cycles, emotion regulation processes, commitment and satisfaction trajectories, and the influence of external stressors such as parenting demands, work strain, health issues, or discrimination. The handbook also highlights the practical realities of couple assessment managing differing goals, evaluating readiness for change, and setting a collaborative agenda that both partners experience as fair. Importantly, assessment in couple therapy cannot ignore safety and ethics. The clinician must attend to risks such as coercion, partner aggression, or severe instability, and must decide what formats and boundaries are clinically appropriate. Across models, the book treats assessment as ongoing, not a one-time intake step, supporting therapists in tracking progress and adjusting interventions as new information emerges. Secondly, evidence-based models and their distinct change mechanisms. The handbook is known for presenting the leading couple therapy models practiced today and explaining how each aims to create change. Instead of treating approaches as interchangeable techniques, it differentiates them by their underlying theories of distress and their intervention targets. Behavioral and cognitive behavioral approaches emphasize patterns of reinforcement, skill building, problem solving, and modifications of unhelpful interpretations. Emotionally focused approaches focus on attachment-related needs, emotional accessibility, and restructuring negative interaction cycles. Acceptance-based and mindfulness-oriented approaches emphasize psychological flexibility, values-guided behavior, and reducing the struggle with difficult internal experiences that can fuel rigid couple conflict. Other chapters broaden the map of the field by incorporating perspectives such as mentalization-based and intergenerational approaches, which add attention to meaning-making, developmental history, and how partners perceive and misunderstand each other under stress by placing multiple models side by side. The book helps clinicians understand what each approach does best, what kinds of couples may benefit most, and how to think in a mechanism-focused way rather than relying on a single preferred school. Thirdly, common factors and integrative practice across approaches. Alongside model-specific chapters, the handbook emphasizes that successful couple therapy also depends on elements that cut across schools of therapy. These common factors include a strong therapeutic alliance with both partners, a clear and credible treatment rationale, and a structured process that reduces chaos and increases hope. The book highlights the therapist's role in managing escalation, maintaining balanced engagement, and creating sessions in which each partner feels heard without turning therapy into a debate referee process. It also underscores that integrative practice in couple therapy is often necessary because couples arrive with multi-layer problems that do not fit neatly into a single protocol. An integrative stance involves matching interventions to the stage of therapy, the intensity of conflict, and the couple's capacities, such as emotion regulation, empathy, or willingness to experiment with new behaviors. The handbook supports clinicians in thinking systemically and flexibly, including how to sequence interventions, how to consolidate gains, and how to prevent relapse. This focus on shared foundations helps readers avoid false divisions between approaches and instead prioritize what improves outcomes in real clinical settings. Fourthly, addressing high-impact clinical problems within the couple context. The volume devotes focused attention to couple therapy applications for problems that frequently challenge clinicians and place relationships at high risk. These include partner regression, infidelity, sexuality concerns, and divorce-related issues, all of which can carry intense emotion, safety considerations, and strong differences in partner narratives. The handbook frames these issues not simply as isolated events, but as embedded in patterns of interaction, trust, power, and vulnerability. Clinically, this means helping couples stabilize escalation, clarify boundaries, and develop safer and more constructive ways to talk about injuries and needs. At the same time, the book emphasizes appropriate clinical judgment about when couple therapy is indicated, when individual or adjunctive services are needed, and when safety concerns require a different plan. By addressing these problems directly, the handbook offers readers a reality-based view of couple therapy practice, where therapists often balance repair work with risk management, and where progress depends on both relational change and accountability for harmful behavior. Lastly, Contemporary Practice Issues: Diversity, Ethics, and Telehealth. The sixth edition is widely described as bringing the handbook up to date with newer realities of practice, including greater attention to diversity and the growth of telehealth. A sociocultural lens is especially important in couple therapy because distress and resilience are shaped by gender norms, cultural expectations, minority stress, family structures, and access to supportive resources. The handbook addresses work with diverse couples and populations, including couples whose life stage or family form introduces distinct challenges, and it encourages clinicians to attend to context rather than default assumptions about relationships. Ethical issues also take on special complexity in couple work confidentiality boundaries, managing secrets, avoiding triangulation, and ensuring informed consent when partners have conflicting goals. Telehealth adds another layer, requiring deliberate planning for privacy, safety, and session structure when partners connect remotely. By including these contemporary topics alongside core clinical models, the handbook positions couple therapy as a living discipline that must adapt to evolving social realities while maintaining evidence-informed, ethically grounded care. In conclusion, Clinical Handbook of Couple Therapy is best suited for graduate students, interns, and experienced clinicians who want an authoritative, model-spanning view of how couple therapy is practiced in contemporary settings. Readers gain a structured overview of major evidence-informed approaches and, equally important, learn how to think clinically across approaches, how to assess a couple as a relational system, how to form a workable case formulation, and how to choose interventions that fit the couple's needs, risks, and strengths, because the handbook includes chapters on common high-impact presenting problems. It also serves as a practical reference when clinicians face situations that require both therapeutic skill and careful judgment, such as aggression, infidelity, or entrenched conflict. Its updated attention to issues like telehealth, ethics, and sociocultural context makes it especially relevant for current practice, supervision, and teaching. Compared with single-model manuals, the book stands out for breadth and depth. It helps readers avoid a one-size-fits-all stance and instead build a versatile clinical toolkit. For programs training couple and family therapists, psychologists, or psychiatrists, it functions as both a foundational text and an ongoing desk reference for expanding competence over time. If you would like to support JL, Label PhD ABPP LMFT, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.